I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Pakistani authorities tightened security after an assault by the terror group TJP damaged three grounded aircraft and destroyed a fuel tanker. While TJP focuses on Pakistan's military, its allies, the Pakistan Taliban, often seek softer targets. FMI's Nehemiah.
A mosque or a church or Christian houses is a soft target. Pakistan is not a war-torn country, but for Christians, living in Pakistan is like walking on the edge of a sword.
Nehemiah says security is a constant challenge in Pakistan, yet believers press on to make Christ known. It's not easy when the very people you want to introduce to Jesus could be plotting your death.
Christians in Pakistan are really suffering at the moment. And of course, this is a very, very difficult situation. Pray that they find strength and endurance to continue their mission.
Lebanon is facing constant and devastating economic deterioration. One of the victims of Lebanon's extreme inflation has been education. Public schools can't afford to open their doors for the year, and private school tuition costs have skyrocketed. According to Camille Melki of Heart for Lebanon, the effect is compounding. But Heart for Lebanon can provide schooling through informal education classes, supplemental afternoon tutoring, and scholarships to private schools. It's about more than just teaching kids math or science. It's about helping them escape indoctrination and find the love of Jesus Christ instead.
This child lives in despair. That family lives in despair. We want to point them out to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Lord of hope for eternity.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sat7 offers a free sample of Dr. Terry Ascott's memoir, Dare to Believe. Get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org.